All right, ready for the next segment? We have sheets for the next segment? Come around, okay. We continue our saga for learning Erevin and barely learning Masechah Sukkah, but all the nuances of Erevin Shabbos, they relate to Masechah Sukkah. So comes the Braisa and the Zayin and Aleph. Gemara quoted this Braisa. They had a lot of things in this Braisa. We already spoke about the Braisa a few times over, right? But Tanya Dorfin Sukkah, Kedorfin Shabbos. So we already spoke about the Omer Blapot part of it. But now we get back to the beginning of the Braisa. We're always going backwards. Really, this Sukkah should have been before the last Sukkah in terms of on the lines. I just thought, methodologically, it sounded to me to do it the other way around. But we might as well do this Sukkah now. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Abayim Yirmin Mivatayin Deifin Sukkah Kedorfin Shabbos. Ubuvach Shlo Yehibin Kon L'Chaver Shlo Yishet Tvachim. Boom. That's it. Doifin Sukkahs, it's almost like the Gemara's quoting the Braisa that says all the shiurim you've been hearing for the last 3 months about Shabbos is this, Sukkahs that. Shabbos. No, it's not true. Doifin Sukkah, Doifin Shabbos, all the same. Not really the same. It's all Doifin, there are certain similarities between Doifin Sukkahs, Doifin Shabbos. And the Braisa says part two, that you have to make sure that there are no breaks of three Tvachim because of that's going to run into anti-Lovat issues. Before we get to any lomdus, I just want taich in the braisa. I'm saying daf yomi and daf zayin and masechah sukkah. I want to translate the gemara properly. Doifin sukkah, ki doifin shabbos. Can somebody just translate those words for me? Doifin sukkah, doifin shabbos. The walls of a sukkah like the walls of a shabbos. For what? What halacha is the braisa talking about? What is included in that statement? Doifin sukkah, doifin shabbos. So Rashi learns that statement is not a period, end of sentence. It's is the continuation of the first statement, namely, what the Braisa has started off by saying is that lovud applies to Shabbos and it equally applies to Sukkah. You could build the wall of a Sukkah invoking lovud. Ubilvad, just be careful, just make sure when you invoke lovud, that you don't go overboard, that you don't end up with making it a little bit too big, because if it's more than three tefachim, then it's ois lovud. So the way Rashi read the Gemara, Deifin Sukkah, Deifin Shabbos, Uvash Lo Yehei, Rashi says, Deifin Sukkah, Kotzi de Tefanus, Kigon Mechitzes Shal Shasi, Blo Erev, Mechitzes with just poles, Mechitzes with wires, all the dinim of lovud that appear in the first parak of Masechet Erevin, that's all nichol in the phrase of dofen sukkah dofen Shabbos. Just textually, what's problematic with Rashi's pshat? It says all the dinim of lovud apply. Just make sure they don't go more than three tvachim. That's what lovud is. Lovud means all it should have said is dofen sukkah dofen Shabbos. Ayin Masechah Shabbos, Ayin Masechah Zehirvin, what the rules are less than three, yeah, three or more, nay, and that would have been sufficient, that's it, that's all there is right no more. So it's just funny, just textual, it's a little bit funny. Yeah. That means the different kinds of lovud. There's lovud, all lovud, yeah, because Rashi starts giving you examples. What does Rashi say? No, but look, Kigun Chidashash below Erev. And then he says, Ukgon, right? Ebla Shasi, those are all examples of lovud. One is, lovud is two different ways. You can have lovud this way, going across, you can have lovud, how to get to 10 tfachim, also based on lovud. Both sides of the both ways to make the mechitzas, either up and down or sideways. But again, according to Rashi, the Braisa is only talking about one statement. There's only one din that's mentioned in the Braisa. Again, textually, it's a little bit hard to understand, but that's what Rashi says. Assuming this is all the Braisa means to tell us, there's nothing else lurking in the background of the Braisa, why would I have said otherwise? Why would I have dreamt otherwise? Mehechete say that lovud wouldn't have worked? Why would I have dreamt lovud doesn't work? I need a Braisa to tell me something I didn't know on my own. So apparently I would have thought that I know lovud. This we're learning Sukkah is in the Daf Yomi cycle after Erevin, so we already learned the first part of Erevin. So everybody already learned Shasi below Erev, Erev below Shasi, the first part of Erev, right? 4 years ago, right? Ferusha, Mishnayis, and Gemara is the end of the first part of Erev. So we already know Aladdin and Kotzid Mechitzin of the Shabbos in Erev. And then the Bryce thing, by the way, I ain't sham. So why would I have thought otherwise? So the Rishonim bothered with that. Why would I have even dreamt otherwise? So comes the Ritva and starts to suggest what the Havamina would have been. Why do I need a Bryce Lafukima? So the Ritva quotes Yeshaimrim. I would have said a Zasvar. I would have said that no, that the Kula of Lovewood was only said in Lucha Shabbos, was never said in Lucha Sukkah. To build a Sukkah, you have to build a Sukkah Mamash, Shtayim Kuchaz. You can't build a Sukkah based on walls relying on Lovewood. Why? What did Ritva say? One saw. What did Ritva say? Nope. What's the Ritva? Comes to Ritva and says, Perish, the Sakadai de Chamina, the Hocha de Lake Elishte de Funois, Nach Mitzvei, Kamashmalon. I would have thought the Torah is giving you such a break in Hocha Sukkah, it's such a joke. You don't even have three walls, you have two walls with a joke, with a little bit of a a little small tefak out there. So you see the Torah is so watering down Hilchas Mechitzes. I would have thought, in Hilchas Shabbos, where the guy's working so hard, he's building real mechitzas, the Torah gives him a break, oh, I love it, it's good enough. But in Hilchas Sukkah, we already gave you breaks. How many more coolers do you want us to give you? So I would have thought, to offset the cool of Shtayim Kechos, which is a real tefach, we're going to insist that Lovin doesn't work, that somehow the Halacha should have Lovin wouldn't mind Sukkah, because Sukkah is so cow. Kamash Malan now. That's a very, very strange Havamina. That is the opposite of what? That Havamina is the opposite of everything we've been saying. We've been saying, the last thing you said, I found one cooler here, so I'll apply other coolers. Here we're saying, because you have a cooler, therefore we're going to give you a chumrah, because we don't want you to be not so frum. So we want to balance it out a little bit. Very, very strange understanding. Shainim said, I can't argue, but it's very difficult textually to understand. Then the Ritva has another possibility. The Ritva says, maybe a little more halachic in nature. The Ritva says, Vabataisis Pirshu, because the Taisis we don't have. The Ha'asya command Yarab Erevin Shloi Tiru Shasti below Erev, Elabishayar Bulvad, Oktani the Besukha Kilu, might come a Dorfin Shabbos and Dorfin Shashayara. Says the Ritva, another Pshat in the name of Taisis, and we're going to come back to this hopefully. In Maseches Erevin, first the Mishnah starts out with this grandiose din called Love of the Mechitzis. You can build mechitzah, chassis below Erev and Erev below chassis. You can build poles, you can build whatever, everything's hunky. Do I give all dick my dick? And then the Tanaim start to chisel away and say, wait, not so poshut. You know, it's true that min haTorah, those are all mechitzahs. The halachos, they're not being koyfet halachos mashtina. No. We believe that these are mechitzahs deraisa, but you know what? This is very, very bad. Very, very poor strategy for the hamonam. You're going to let your average balabos carry with mechitzahs he can bekoshi see? He's walking ahead, he doesn't even see the mechit. Oh, those little gartel strings around the pole. Oh, those are the mechit. Bad policy. Therefore, midrabanan, some of the Tanaim said, we're going to put the brakes on these loved mechitzes, and we're going to say, you better build big mechitzes. But, if you're really, really stuck, you're out and you're in a caravan in the middle of the desert, it's Friday afternoon, you got to make an Erev, and you don't have walls to build, and the best you can do is strings, Zolzain, Yeshlo Hokel. We'll give you a break. You can build the derais and the mechitzah if you really have to. So some of the Tanoim and Erevin hold that Lamaisa, we would never ever let you get away with this stunt of love of mechitzah, the love of the Rabbanan, except in the very, very unique circumstances. Ooh, comes Taisus, the Ritva quotes, and now we understand what the Bryce has to tell me that Doifin Sukkah Kedoifin Shabbos, namely, that just as in Lucha Shabbos, we should have not let you, and we don't let you build these things, Lamaisa, we should have stopped this in Sukkah also. Kamashblan Sukkah, what's the big deal? Sukkah, that's not just a skilo Sukkah. Sukkah will let you build a Sukkah based on the standards of Lucha Shabbos, where? Which standards? The Shiara standards, the Yotzim and Echlal, the extenuating circumstances. That's what the Brisa means, Daifin Sukkah, Daifin Shabbos. So, Bein Lefi, the first shot of the Ritva, Bein Lefi, the second shot, the Taisus, the Ritva calls the name of Taisus, there's some chiddush of the rise. There's some reason to believe that these lovewood strings are not as good as we thought they were. Either because maybe Sukkah we should be a little more machmir, or because in Shabbos Gufu a little bit more machmir. But at the end of the day, they're good. At the end of the day, don't worry. Those are all havaminas. Just kidding. At the end of the day, you can build a sukkah based on lovud. We have no qualms whatsoever. Just make sure that you don't go overboard at the end of the braisa says. We spoke about lovud where? We spoke about lovud, using lovud to make schach close to the funnels. We never spoke about lovud building the dofen itself involving lovud. Right? We moved schach and the funnels close to each other with lovud. We never built a wall with lovud yet. Till Dov Zayin. So you see that the Ritva is not satisfied. Both of the pshatim are just... First pshat we really don't understand. The second pshat... Who said Shiyara is only one pan of that? The whole thing is not there. So Ritva throws his hands up and he says, there's a third pshat. Mi'inami, Deifin Sukh, Deifin Shabbos. Listen to this one. Latiro Mikol Dover, Filo Apostle Ischach. What's the third pshat talking about? According to the third pshat, that line, Dofen Zuki, Dofen Shabbos, is not talking about what? It's not even talking about what topic? I'm talking about lovud. It's not even addressing lovud. It's a different topic. There are two parts of the braisa. First part of the braisa is, what building materials can be used to build the sukkah? What's the answer? Well, whatever you use in Ukh Shabbos. What do you use in Ukh Shabbos? Bricks, wood, fiberglass, metal. I don't know. Why do I care what you build the eruv with? If it's a wall, ten tvachim, it's good enough. So the braisa opens up by saying, Deifen sukkah ke deifen Shabbos. Any building materials that are good enough to build Shabbos mechitzah are good enough to build sukkah mechitzahs. And then, by the way, just be careful about lovud. What's the gevaldika mile of this third shot? What's the unbelievable mile of the third shot? That the braisa is not what? Is that repetitive? According to the first two pshatim, the braisa is mamash repetitive. The braisa is saying, lovud's okay. Why not okay? Reason X, Y, and Z. Lovud's okay, just make sure you don't go overboard. That is lovud. After the braisa, tell me what lovud is. I know what lovud is. I ain't mesech hashab. Only according to the third pshat of the Ritva, that textually the braisa reads like a charm. That the first half of the braisa is talking about one topic, and then the braisa is saying, by the way, I just taught you did number one about building materials. Now here's did number two, be machmir and lovud. What's the problem though textually with the third pshat? What's the problem with the third shot, textually? What? Why do I think otherwise? That's not a problem. That's going to be a solution. What's the problem textually with this shot? What? The Ubovad. But not only the Ubovad, is that... What's this in the same price of one? It's like, let's have your price that says, Tana Rabbanon, you have to eat matzah and Pesach, and make sure when you wear your tefillin that... what are you doing? They're learning mamzer to do with each other. They're two different parts of the sukkah. I mean, they're part. You know, I'm a little going overboard at Kayadu, a little over dramatizing, but this is not the same topic. It's not the same price. It's not the same issue. One's a lovud issue. One's a material sukkah issue. They're both very important topics. Each one should warrant their own brisa. We ran out of brises. We had to combine sandwich things together into one. It's a very, very strange nusach of a brisa. But you see why the Yeshem, why the stirp shot. Is forcing it. The Inami is forcing it because the first two pshatim had the textual problem of being superfluous. But wait a second. If the third pshat of the braisa is the right pshat, so then what's the chiddush? Isn't it obvious? The same way the first two pshatim had to say, isn't it a chiddush? So what's the chiddush of the third part of the braisa? You better believe it's a chiddush. It's lafuke who? Lafuke the Mordechai with Rabbi Yeshua. Remember that whole chadgadja, right? That there was some rishonim who said that according to Rabbi Yoshia, who said that the funnels have a din schach, and therefore you have to build the funnels from something that's kosher l'schach, a whole tataram. So maybe this braisa is coming left from that. Remember that Yerushalmi, the two Gersos, Yerushalmi, we spoke about the berichas, right? Didn't we? Osim Dover Kabbaltuma, Enosim Dover Kabbaltuma, the Gersos, the Grah, back and forth. It was earlier, a long, long time ago. So maybe that's the chiddush of the braisa. So everybody has to explain. Any person, any Rishon who reads this braisa has to address what the chiddush of the braisa is. So before you can address what the Chizkid Brice is, you have to understand what the Brice is talking about. So if you hold the Brice is talking about Lavud, then you have to explain why I would have thought Lavud is not acceptable. Either because Sukkah is too kal for us to apply Lavud, or because we have hesitations on Lavud, where we are about Lavud back in the Shiara Sukkahs in Erevin. And if you learn the third Pshah in the Brice, or the third Pshah in the Ritva, that it's talking about something totally different, then it's coming Lafugir of Yoshi in the Mordechai story. Everybody has to also address the fact that there's a second line in the Braisa, Ubuvad Shalom Yiyah, da da da. So according to the first two Pshatim in the Ritva, the Buvad is just a chasing over the first. It's really superfluous. According to the third Pshat, it's not superfluous. It's the first time that the Braisa is telling us, be careful about the name of Lovin. But if I say, there's one thing that emanates, no matter how you read it, no matter what you think the Pshat, or the textual of the Braisa is, Acharei Kichlei Sekol, what didn't stand in building a Mechitza? Well, you can build a mechitza for a sukkah based on love. I mean, it says mamish ubavad shelo yeh ben kanal. What does it say? Forgot already. Ubavad shelo yeh ben kanal chaver shlosh tefachim. If you, long as you're careful not to violate the measurements of love, you're home free. I mean, that's almost impossible to argue with. Almost, not impossible. Almost impossible. Right? Seems pretty fair. The source for all of this, where did this din of chasidut come from? So the Braisa already told you, especially if you go with the regular Rus and Ritva, don't forget the Ritva at the very end says that Velo Nira about the third pshat. He didn't like the third pshat too much. So we're going to reject the third pshat. The Pasha says that the whole Braisa is talking about Lavud. And the Braisa is Petmol telling you, how do you know this din to be true? Because if it's true in Shabbos, then it's true in Sukkah. Because everybody knows, Dof in Sukkah, Dof in Shabbos. So Pashas that Dvarim, this Bryce is retelling us, is in reporting to us a halacha Moshe Messini of Lavud. We know Lavud was halacha Messini, that's the Pesach Gemara earlier in Sukkah. And the Bryce is just confirming for us that halacha Moshe Messini was said, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Sukkah, don't think otherwise. Are there any limitations with the Rabbanan? We don't know yet. But on the level of the Rice, in the pure world of Lach Moshe Sinai, you can build the Sukkah, you can build the Mechitza B'Shabbos, based on Lavud, Kachrem or Lach Moshe Sinai. That seems to be clear as day, going to every possible pshat in this Ritva, every permutation in the Sugya, to Lach Moshe Sinai, you can build the Sukkah, and everything based on Lavud. Of course, the main Sugya is not here in Sukkah design. The main Sugya is in Erev and Tazayin, where the Mishnah speaks about the Shastis and the Erev and the Shastis, etc. So before we can go, as we've already seen the steam developing in our approach to the sugyas, before we can analyze Hilchos Sukkah, we better go back to the source and make sure we understand what that Gemara is or is not saying in Masechet Shabbos. Once we understand what Lavud means in Hilchos Shabbos, then we have a fighting chance to understand what it does or doesn't do in Hilchos Sukkah. So hopefully that's from tomorrow, we're going to go back to the Erevin part, which is what we do. We've been doing the whole last 2 weeks, flipping back and forth. We're going back to Erevin tomorrow. Get back to that sugya of Makif Mechavalim again. Understand that, and we're going to be in for some interesting surprises, because that sugya that we're going to go to tomorrow is going to be the lot that I assured you we're going to get to it. It was in the back burner somewhere. What is it? It's that missing link. The missing, that piece of the puzzle that we left hanging in the last sugya is going to come back to us in the next sugya. Hopefully, we'll meet up tomorrow. Thank you for that.